Can you find Luke 21:34? Luke, the Gospel of Luke. Look what he said. See, you do not want to put the wrong stuff in your heart. 21:34. Keep your heart with all diligence, right? Out of it are the issues or forces of life. But if you put the wrong stuff in your heart, take heed to yourselves. Do what? Take heed to what you feed on. Take heed to what you watch. Take heed to what you listen to. Take heed what you fill your heart with. Hello. Amen. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time. What time? Anytime your heart be what? Overcharged with surfeiting. Weighted down with a bunch of stuff that ain't God. And drunkenness. See, you don't want your heart drunk with sin, drunk with bad word, bad confession. Unbelief, doubt, it'll weight you down. And the cares of this life, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have a care. Why? Because God has already provided me with everything I need. Why should I care? Cast your care. Hello? Hallelujah. 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 And I make myself to be diligent, as he said, with the drunkenness and cares of this life, so that they come upon you, how? Unaware. Ooh, you faint. You don't know what to do. But if you keep it saying, that day can't come. It'll come, but you won't notice it. Hallelujah. And so you fill your heart with the sayings of God. Now, I'm going to go through some sayings God has said, and some things that he has done, and some things that we should keep in our mouth, keep in our hearts, keep coming for. See, trouble will show up, but you shouldn't let it change what you say. Amen. See, I heard E.W. Kenyon talk about double confession. The second one normally always put out, notify the first one. You confess, I'm healed, I'm well, I'm strong. Then a little pressure comes, you say, I don't know. You start talking about the pain, he said, you just kill the first one. We're not denying the pain, we just deny it right to rule. Amen. You, me, all of us probably, but I know me. I've had some excruciating pain. They ain't here now. Why? Because I wouldn't change with the pain. Hallelujah. You, me, us, probably had some nights that our mind wasn't at peace. What did you do? I claim the promise of God. My sleep shall be sweet. So what do I do now? I go to bed. My sleep is sweet. Because God said it. He can't change from that. And I know you had some financial situation that seemed to be real, real urgent. And you didn't know. In your mind, you didn't know what you were going to do. But you had to. You should remind the devil, but God said, but my God shall supply with all my need. And because I stood my ground, I sowed my seed, I given like he said, I made my confession, I released my faith, that need was taken care of. If he took care of all my needs in the past, do you think he's going to change in the future? God remained the same. Isn't that good? So, I keep his word in my mouth because I keep my heart full of it. and I refuse to have down days. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy. Joy. Hallelujah. And this is some of, this is what he said. And you know him so well, but these are his saying. I'm just going to read through. And if y'all can follow me up there, be fine. I'm just going to read through them. You can write them down. It's good to go over them because they're life. He just got through saying his word is life. Every time you read them, they're life. Every time you eat an egg, it does what it's supposed to do. Amen. The word of God don't change. If an egg can keep producing, well, then God's word certainly can. 1 Peter 2:24. All right, let me do Matthew. Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled. Matthew 8:17. Which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, Isaiah, the word. Himself, who? Himself, not Isaiah, but Jesus. Himself did what? Took our infirmities and bare our sickness. That's what he said. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self? Talking about Jesus, not another. His own self. Bare our sins in its own body on a tree. We got crosses everywhere representing that tree he hung on, right? Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, being dead to sin, being dead to who? Sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. By whose stripes he will heal. Who telling the truth? The pain. The pain, the sickness, or Jesus, or God. The pain, the sickness says, you're sick. That's what he wants you to say. You're sick. And you may be. Your physical body may be suffering some discomfort. But he said, by his stripes, you were. So body, you get the new, you were. I'm a hold fast. He said, I am healed. You were healed. So I'm a hold fast to what he said. And guess who's going to change? Because he said, I, the Lord, change not. He, who? I'm the Lord, I change not. So who's going to change? Are you going to change? Are you going to stay with God? And God said, when you're drawn to me, you're in the majority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.